In the audio from what seems to be a party meeting, a voice resembling that of Ramaphosa is heard responding to those accusing his party presidential campaign of using state funds directly or indirectly. The speaker says he knows that other people were also using state funds for party campaigns. He further says he would be happy to be openly accused of using state funds for his campaign, but that similar claims about the ANC could damage the image of the party. ANC legislator Merville Dyke wrote to Parliament's Portfolio Committee on Public Accounts, accusing Ramaphosa of committing a crime. Yesterday, Dyke spoke to the committee, urging it to investigate the president.
What President Ramaphosa stated in the audio clip is that he has knowledge about what is clearly the abuse or misappropriation of public funds. In short, what the president admitted to is that he is committing a crime by not having reported this act of criminality that is known to him.
Dyke, who has been suspended from the ANC for reporting his party president to the finance watchdog, told the committee that he does not regret his decision. Committee chairperson Nkululeko Hlengwa told members that after consultation with Parliament's legal team, they decided to ask Ramaphosa to make presentations to the committee.
Let us write to the president to solicit and establish facts and that explanation or written response or statement or affidavit from the president in this regard will lay the foundation on the nature and shape of our investigation into this matter.
South Africa is currently processing reports from the commission which investigated corruption from the last decade. The report fingers several ANC officials who allegedly facilitated and benefited from corrupt deals that cost the state millions of dollars. Ramaphosa has not been directly linked to any of the corruption and is yet to be seen if these new allegations will stick. So far, Ramaphosa has not responded to the allegations. Thuso Khumalo for VOA News, Johannesburg.